This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. There's a new sheriff in town. Here's Denverite's Anna Campbell.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has named Elias Diggins sheriff. Diggins inherits a department that is still recovering after a series of controversies, including a woman who gave birth unassisted in a jail cell in 2018. Diggins is a veteran of the sheriff's office. He joined the department in 1994. In 2017, an inmate sued Diggins and others in the office, alleging misconduct. Diggins says he acknowledges past missteps, but that he is prepared to guide the department. I'm Anna Campbell, Denverite.
There are not as many protests in Denver, but graffiti is still visible on the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports on plans to restore the building.
Contractors tested lasers and chemicals to remove paint from the granite walls of the Capitol building last week. The building has been tagged with multiple waves of graffiti and other damage since protests for racial justice began in May. The messages include calls for reform and obscenities about police. The state administration says full restoration and repairs will take months and may cost at least $1 million. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A 60,000-square-foot museum that includes a tribute to the 1980 U.S. Olympic team is scheduled to open in Colorado Springs in 10 days. It took 3 years to build the Olympic and Paralympic Museum, which will have exhibits on athlete training, the Summer and Winter Games, and the Hall of Fame. 90 and mostly sunny in Denver, 78 partly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.